Meantime, Mr. Brocklehurst, standing on the hearth with his hands behind his back, majestically surveyed the whole school. Suddenly, his eye gave a blink, as if it had met something that either dazzled or shocked its pupil. Turning, he said in more rapid accents than he had hitherto used, "Miss Temple! Miss Temple! What is that girl with curled hair? Red hair, ma'am, curled all over!" And extending his cane, he pointed to the awful object, his hand shaking as he did so. "It is Julia Seven," replied Miss Temple very quietly.
"Julia Seven, ma'am? And why has she or any other curled hair? Why, in defiance of every precept and principle of this house, does she conform to the world so openly, here in an evangelical, charitable establishment, as to wear her hair one mass of curls?"
"Julia's hair curls naturally," returned Miss Temple still more quietly.
"Naturally? Yes, but we are not to conform to nature. I wish these girls to be the children of grace. And why that abundance? I have again and again intimated that I desire the hair to be arranged closely, modestly, plainly. Miss Temple, that girl's hair must be cut off entirely. I will send a barber tomorrow, and I see others who have far too much of the excrescence. That tall girl, tell her to turn around. Tell all the first form to rise up and direct their faces to the wall."